This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Almost 4 years after Tropical Storm Irene, work is nearing completion on the $130 million state office complex in Waterbury. And yesterday, the governor and state officials toured the site to see where things stand. VPR's Steve Zind joined them.
As the tour started, Governor Peter Shumlin reminded everyone that budget-wise, this is the biggest state government project in Vermont's history. Then he turned to project administrator Mike Stevens.
So on budget, on schedule, right?
On budget, on schedule, and the one other thing I'd add to that is the correct choice. We're making the right improvements for the campus for the next 150 years, if not longer.
From the outside, the red brick buildings, Stevens points out, still have the look of the old office complex, but actually this is a far cry from what was here when Irene hit. The 160-foot-tall smokestack built in 1925 is still here, but gone is the old state hospital. The work has involved renovating 120,000 square feet of the existing structures and building 86,000 square feet of new offices. New buildings include a modern biomass heating plant.
We think we'll operate this campus with about 40% of the energy usage that we used to have, with almost the same number of people coming back.
Stephen says basements flooded in Irene have all been filled in. The buildings now stand 6 inches above the 500-year flood level. Inside, natural light and open space have replaced the more claustrophobic feel of the past buildings. Shumlin recalled a winter visit to the old complex, the wheezing radiators, frosty windows, and cold offices.
Getting state employee workforce in a space where they'll be productive, safe, and able to really focus, I think it's going to be a huge benefit over the years for Vermont taxpayers.
Vermont taxpayers will be footing the bill to the tune of $83 million. FEMA is on the hook for another $32 million, and insurance is covering $15 million of the construction costs. The centerpiece of the new complex is the building that will house the Agency of Human Services.
This is one of the more remarkable portions of the project, actually.
Stephen stopped to point out a wall-sized mural being completed by artist Sarah Lee Tirott and based on the book Empty Beds, A History of the Vermont State Hospital. He says the work on the Waterbury complex is nearly 90% complete. Employees will begin returning in mid-December. By the time the last of them move in next April, about 1,100 people will be working there. That compares to approximately 1,500 who were based in the Waterbury complex before Irene. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.